It's Monday, March 27th, 2023. Thanks for tuning into this, finally, the first episode of Season 20 of The Sounds in My Head.
20 years next May.
20 years!
20 years!
20 years.
20 years.
20 years is a long time.
Wow, that's a long time.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
You've been saying that for near 20 years.
You think that's a long time?
That's a long time. That's a real long time.
It's a long time.
That's 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 a long time. Trust me.
My name's Daniel.
I've been doing this for a long time, for 20 years.
Thanks again for listening. Do the sounds in my head.
I get like words making sounds in my head, but I don't come out.
For 20 years.
The gang's all gone, and I slowed around. Without applause, the gang's all gone, and now I am the only one. No more to give, too late to live. Last on the bill, I see them still. Rebels without applause. For the boys of song and girls all gone wrong, I love them all. For the boys of song and girls all gone wrong, I love them all. The gang's all gone from dark to light. Children go because we must do. And the blue flu must come for you. Rebels without applause. For the boys of song and girls all gone wrong, I love them all. For the boys of song. Generation X and X-ray specs, we love them all. I see them still, I see them still, I see them still. I love them all.
Oh man, what a great way to open up this year's season of The Sounds in My Head, none other than Morrissey. That was a new single, his latest, called Rebels Without Applause. And before we get started, I just want to acknowledge, yeah, Morrissey is a complicated person at this point. Like, you know, he's kind of this, like, I don't even understand his politics or anything about him anymore. It's very confusing. I don't particularly like most of what I see or hear from him. But I'll say this, Rebels Without Applause, that song, awesome, super good. It's just as good as anything Morrissey's ever released. So the guy, he's still got the ability to make kick-ass music. See Rebels Without Applause, the song we just heard at the beginning of the show. So welcome to season 20. That is right, 20 long years doing the show. That's a long time to do a podcast. Just ask everybody else doing podcasts. I'm pretty sure there aren't any that are 20 years old. maybe some, but they were radio shows before they were podcasts or something. Mine is the only thing that's never been anything but a podcast. And yes, it does predate podcasting. I started doing it in 2004. Technically, there were no podcasts, but I was releasing audio files on my website that you could download that was the same format as this show. And I should point out, it's all still online. Just some housekeeping here up top. So maybe you noticed, hey, there's not a lot of episodes in the feed anymore. What's the deal? I no longer leave all the episodes. For years, I just left every episode I released in the feed. So the feed just had like hundreds of episodes in it. But I had to stop doing that because of copyright, whatever, threats of lawsuits. So now I just take things out of the feed after like, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. That's why there's less stuff in the feed. But everything's still on the website. So you can go to the website, find any episode you want, and listen to it there. I would say, don't do me a favor, don't just go to the website and download every episode or something, because my web host gets mad when suddenly, you know, people download terabytes of data. So take your time, pace yourself, but if you want to go and look in the archives, there's 20 long seasons there to check out. Lots of music. Okay, did you miss me? What have I been up to? I moved, so I changed where I live in Stockholm. I still live in Stockholm. I still live on Södermalm, but I don't live in the same apartment. I lived in a one-bedroom apartment, and now I live in a three-bedroom apartment that is bigger and also much nicer, and I split the cost with my girlfriend, so I don't have to pay for the whole thing. So it's actually about the same price, in case you're wondering. It's a good deal. Highly recommend cohabitating. I also traveled. I went to America for the holidays and came back, and then I moved to my new apartment, so I had to set everything up here. I changed my entire computer setup. I literally changed everything. So I've been up to a lot, but not doing the show. It's been the longest break I've ever taken from the show. I didn't do the show through January, February, or most of March at this point, if being honest. Yes, it's the end of March. Technically, I'm starting in March, but pretty near the end here. So yeah, I hope you had a good break as I did. I've got a mountain of music that I've kind of been accumulating over the months, because I haven't been doing the show, but I've still been planning to do the show. So I've been sort of like thinking about music and got a bunch of stuff queued up. So for months, there's going to be great stuff to listen to from the show. And it's starting today. That's right. Finally, on with the show. Up next from Hamburg, Germany, Roller Derby. That's the band. We're going to hear their song Always On My Mind. It is not a cover. It seems like it would be with that title, but it's not. It's just a new song by them that's super great. And then after that, we're going to hear a cover, also by Roller Derby, of The Cure. That's right, we're going to hear their version of Friday I'm in Love, one of my favorite Cure songs, and they do a fantastic version of it. It was recorded live at some festival. You can watch it on YouTube or listen to it in Spotify. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. As always, without further ado, Roller Derby right now, Always On My Mind, and Friday I'm in Love. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
And she'll never be yours. not a racket. I don't see the Jew thing as a racket. The Christian thing I see is a racket. It's almost like, you know, here's the New Testament. Make it your own and grift as you will. There's a pitch to it that's kind of genius. And if you really break it down, the pitch is basically, everything will be amazing when you're dead. Put some money in the jar. It's hard to talk to people of faith about abortion if they have the whole murder frame in place. If it's murder to somebody, there's really no conversation. There's no way to bridge it. But a lot of it has to do with the language of choice, which is, it's practical, it's medical. You know, abortion clinic, easy to demonize, scary. Like if we shifted some of the language, we might be able to bridge a gap and have a conversation with people of faith. Maybe we call them angel factories. I mean, that would be at least a conversation starter, right? I didn't say abortion clinic. I said an angel factory. And how if the concern is getting souls to heaven, we need more of them. We need more. Now, if a soul is going to go to heaven, it needs to be baptized. So I'm like, all right, well, we can troubleshoot around that. But I say get the priests out in front of the angel factories with the water and the whatever the kind of Latin hokum they need to do the little dance around and just do it for each woman coming in. And then, boom, guaranteed soul right up to heaven every time. And I think that the vibe outside Angel Factory with the Christians hanging out will be different than those at the abortion clinic. I think it'd be more festive. Just standing around watching the counter on the side of the building. Maybe there's a bell on top of it. Bing, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. When the bell rings, an angel gets its wings. We are blessed today. We are blessed. Thank you, lady. Put a little money in the jar. You're not off the hook.
That was two songs in a row by another band from Germany. They're called Phantom Youth. They're from Munich. We heard the songs Afterworld from their Stay and Run EP, and then Dear October from their Promises EP. Both great songs. This band, you know, they kind of like the drums. I feel like I've been doing a lot of this ChatGPT nonsense lately, experimenting with all these crazy breakthroughs in AI, which I feel like have literally happened in the brief time that I wasn't doing the show. It's like AI exploded into the world. So I've been doing lots of AI stuff, and I can't help but feel like Phantom Youth, I totally love it, but it almost seems like when we have these AI music generators, you know, when everyone's just gonna have music that's custom generated for them. And so it's like, you know, do you like music like the drums? Check it out, we made a band for you. They're called Phantom Youth, which even the name of the band, Phantom Youth, it's like Youth Lagoon or whatever. I feel like those two words are used a lot in indie band names. So yeah, Phantom Youth, they sound like they were crafted for me to like and play on my show. So I hope you did like them, because the AI did a good job with that, or the guys who are actually in the band Phantom Youth. All right, up next, from right here in Sweden, though from Göteborg, that's down there in Gothenburg, we're going to hear the band Holy Now. We got a couple songs off their newest album called Dream of Me. We're going to hear Places and Silk, super great songs. This band, it kind of reminds me of North Highlands, you know, slash the Sundays. So if you like that sort of indie female, I don't know, it's my kind of music, hopefully you like it too. Without further ado, Holy Now, Places and Silk, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. I'm spending way too much of my time, afraid the worst case may arise. I tell myself that it's okay, convince myself that it's fine.
Still I would do for you. I'd jump up and hold you so tightly, but I will never be able to do these things, so I'm just left imagining.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Holy Now back there, we heard Freeds from Melbourne, Australia. Freeds, the name of the band, like Freds with an extra E. Freeds. We heard the songs Nerves and Fuzzy. Both came off the Still Not Finished Yet EP. Really great songs. Hope you like them too. Then, just before I started talking, we heard Chevy and Park Bird from California. They did the song If I Could Ride a Bike. It's a single. I really like that song. It was actually written about the late Roger Ebert, film critic Roger Ebert, and his love affair with his wife. And she, I guess this girl's young, she'd never heard of him or something, I don't know, she said she was reading about him and like heard that he like lost his voice, whatever, and man, that's a guy who would have benefited from AI, right? He even did that thing where he like sampled his own voice so he could talk in his own voice, but it was kind of crappy sounding. Now it would sound legit good, like with 11 Labs or voice AI, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm so rambly today. Anyway, Chevy and Park Bird, great song, If I Could Ride a Bike, about what it's like to lose the ability to do something and wish you could do it again, like having a voice or being able to ride a bike, which is something I hope I never lose the ability to do. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, an awesome version of an awesome song by a couple awesome bands. I can't quite, honestly, I didn't dig that deep into this to figure it out, so maybe it's on the internet and I just didn't read it, but this is the Association's Never My Love, but it's like the Association with the Koretz from Denmark. So it's a band I play a lot, the Koretz. So they like, I don't know, did they remix it or did they partner with the Association? It's a very true version of it. It sounds like the Association still, but like more garagey, the way the Koretz sound. Anyway, I love it. It's like super great. I hope you like it too. It's an awesome way to end this episode of the show. The Association and the Koretz right now with Never My Love. does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year by the Red Garland Trio. I also talked over Posters by Youth Lagoon and Solitaire by Chili Gonzalez. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at soundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on the socials. You can also find a playlist for season 20 of the show in Spotify. I'll put all the songs that are in Spotify into that playlist as episodes are released. So all you have to do is listen to that playlist periodically and you'll hear all the stuff I play on the show. But without all of my rambling, sounds pretty kick-ass to me. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.